This week's riot at the Christmas Island Detention Centre has resulted in a remarkable walkout of Parliament, the New Zealand Parliament. Female MPs walked out. You see, a significant number of New Zealand citizens are in Christmas Island Detention Centre awaiting deportation after having been convicted of minor and serious offences. There's a whole range of people there, from the minor to the serious. Well, more than a dozen New Zealand MPs, Greens and Labour, were either thrown out of the New Zealand Parliament or left in protest after Prime Minister John Key accused opposition leader Andrew Little of backing rapists. Many of the women MPs revealed for the first time that they themselves were victims of sexual assault. Well, this morning we have an important guest. Materia Ture is the co-leader of the New Zealand Greens. She was the first MP to challenge John Key, and she's speaking with our political editor, Alison Carabine.
Materia Ture, thanks for joining us.
Kia ora.
It was quite an extraordinary walkout by New Zealand female MPs. If you could set the scene for us, how and why did it happen?
Well, you know, as you've said, John Key, when challenged about his inability to protect the rights of New Zealand citizens being held on Christmas Island, threw around an accusation that opposition members were backing rapists. He said that both in response to Andrew Little, leader of Labour, but also to Green MP Marama Davidson when she stood up to question him. And we find that statement completely offensive. It's contrary to the New Zealand parliamentary rules to make those kinds of accusations. And so when the Speaker of the House refused to make the Prime Minister withdraw and apologise, both on the day he made the statement and again the next day, yesterday, when we asked him expressly to do so, you know, the only choice that the women MPs in the House felt we had was to hold the Prime Minister to account ourselves. If the Speaker won't make him do it, then we had to try to do it.
And I understand several female MPs declared there and then in the chamber that they too had been victims of sexual assault. Was this, for some women, the first time that they had revealed what had happened to them?
Yes, it is. It certainly was for me. I was the first of the women MPs to stand and say that as a victim of sexual assault, I took personal offence to the Prime Minister's statement accusing me and us of backing rapists, and I wanted him to withdraw and apologise. And as a result, other women MPs in the chamber also felt that they then could stand up and not only declare their offence, but why. Because no politician should be using rape as a political tool, as a political distraction. You know, this is a much more serious issue, particularly in New Zealand. We have very high rates of sexual assault and rape in New Zealand. We need to take it seriously.
Well, it's obviously struck a very raw nerve. What kind of reaction has there been in New Zealand to your walkout and that of several of your female colleagues?
We've had an incredible response from New Zealanders, men and women, saying how proud they are that the women MPs did this, that we were standing up and representing them, their offence at the statement of the Prime Minister, but also that victims need to speak out. Now, we have time and time again people don't report to authorities the assaults that they suffer because they don't believe the authorities will take them seriously. And so trying to make the Parliament and the Prime Minister take these issues seriously was really important to them personally. The media have been very clear that the disorder in the House was extraordinary, that they've never seen a walkout like this, and that the Speaker really failed to have control of the House yesterday, and I think that's true. And it's because he would not uphold the offence that women genuinely felt in the House.
And one of the other comments that caused so much offence, John Key told Parliament that some of the detainees are rapists, some of them are child molesters, some of them are murderers. Now, Materia Ture, that takes us to the broader issue of New Zealanders being held on Christmas Island. The immigration minister in this country, Peter Dutton, says the trouble this week was caused by hardened criminals, people convicted not just of sexual assault, but also child sex offences, armed robbery, manslaughter, grievous bodily harm. Some were bikies. The list goes on. Is there much sympathy in New Zealand for countrymen being held on Christmas Island or in detention elsewhere in Australia?
I think there is actually. I think New Zealand, you know, there are New Zealand families here who are begging MPs to hear the stories. So there are also New Zealand citizens who are detained for traffic offences, for very minor drug offences, you know, possession of cannabis. These are old offences where their visa has been revoked, but they've already served their sentence. They're still being detained on Christmas Island.
And so they can challenge the decision, though. That's why many of them are in detention, because they're challenging the decision to revoke their visas.
Well, that's right. They can challenge the decision, but in the meantime, while they're waiting for those appeals, they are being held on Christmas Island 2,500 kilometres away from Perth. I mean, miles and miles away from anywhere. And so in a detention centre where it's very hard to get any transparency about what's happening to them. So no wonder we had the riots. There is no way for these people to have oversight over their treatment, and we're getting all sorts of reports of appalling treatment of the detainees there, and the New Zealand government is not taking sufficient action. This is a serious human rights crisis, a human rights abuse that is happening at a time the Australian government is looking for a seat on the Human Rights Council at the UN. New Zealand government is doing very nothing about it.
Well, claims of human rights abuses, they haven't been substantiated, but there is the case of the Maori soldier, and please excuse my pronunciation if I get it wrong. Is it Ngati Kanohi Hapu, who was decorated for his service in Afghanistan? He too has had his visa revoked. Do you know why he's been removed from Australia?
He's had his visa revoked because he's a member of a motorcycle club. As I understand it, he has no convictions in Australia. He's not charged with any crime in Australia. He has been part of the New Zealand Defence Forces in Afghanistan and was part of the security detail for the Prime Minister of New Zealand when he was in Afghanistan, and yet he's been detained. He's not, as far as I know, he's not on Christmas Island, but he's been detained under the same provisions. His visa has been revoked. Now, this is yet another example of the very low test that has been applied in Australia to New Zealand citizens. And, you know, Australia is entitled to make the law as it chooses, but the New Zealand government has a responsibility to protect the human rights of New Zealand citizens no matter where they are in the world. And the New Zealand government is failing to do that, which is why the opposition is holding them to account.
And what do you think this is doing for Australia-New Zealand relations? Obviously, government to government, it's very strong, but has the Anzac spirit been a bit battered by all of this?
I think it has, to be frank. You know, there is a lot of exchange of both people and, you know, economic activity between New Zealand and Australia, and we appreciate that. There's a lot of camaraderie. You know, we treat each other as cousins. But on this occasion, New Zealand government is failing to uphold that standard. And I think the Australian government, too, is failing to recognise that relationship. And people who have very little political power, almost no economic power, are the ones who are suffering for it. These people are being held, are being detained, I think, unjustly. The process for their appeal it takes a long time and it's very complicated. We're getting mixed messages about their treatment. Now, this is a very serious human rights issue that both governments, I think, are failing on.
Okay. Materia Ture, thanks so much for talking this through with us.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Materia Ture is the co-leader of the New Zealand Greens. She was speaking with Alison Carabine.